Who would like to start off with a question? Yep.
Self.
Yep.
So what makes us unique is mind, desire, intellect, body. Is self a container of these, or more likely outside of these? Mm.
Scary or beautiful?
Both.
Yeah. Thank you for that question. I'll try to shout. Oh, you're the question, yeah. You've got to say it all again and shout. Can you? She's asking, I can't repeat all the questions, but she's asking what the self is. And she's saying these characteristics in us, which are original and unique, I'm telling you, does that mean we really are individual, or are we somehow part of some whole thing? And is that good or is that bad? Paraphrasing. Well, this word self is the word we use in Vedanta. There are many, many other words. The most useful word in response to this question is consciousness, with a big C. So let's just consider at a moment consciousness itself. Not the detail, not what you think or feel, but the actual power of consciousness. Evidently, obviously, you are conscious in this moment. What is that? What is that? We live at a time when science is investigating the world in a very sophisticated way, looking into the nature of things. Science is interested in consciousness for the first time. Hasn't been like that before. Before, science was interested in things, in the mechanics of things. But these days, science is liberated from mechanics and is interested in what consciousness is. And scientists cannot say what consciousness is. It's an unknown. Vedanta is clear what consciousness is. Consciousness is the first primary, whole, non-dual, Advaita principle of the entire universe. Brahman is the Sanskrit name given to it. We could use the name God and all the other names I listed earlier to make it accessibly and understanding. Soul, spirit, so forth. But right now, for the sake of answering this beautiful question, consciousness, wow. Wow. It's not something you can access. You can't do anything about consciousness. You can't affect it. You can't nourish it. You can't influence it. All the things you can influence, nourish, and affect are the content of consciousness. Thought, idea, feeling, attitude, action. This is the content. But what is it that's lighting those things? Let's take any action. Playing the harmonium. Hearing the harmonium, for example. Now, the action itself is inert. It's inert. The ears in you are inert. Even the senses themselves are inert. But there's a power flooding your senses that enables you to be aware of the harmonium being played. This is consciousness. Can you see how primary that is to your entire existence? How fundamental it is? How constant it is? When you lose consciousness with a small c, when you go to sleep, it disappears. It disappears into a void. You have no control over it. You can't organize it. You can't make requests of it. It disappears tonight. Boots up again in the morning. This is consciousness with a small c, with a little c. Consciousness with a big C is permanent, all-pervading, constant, rich, full. Purnam, we chanted the mantra earlier, Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnam, it means pure, but it also means first. It means primary. It means truth. It means sat. It means reality. So consciousness is the most real aspect of your existence right now as we speak. Do you remember I said earlier that the things, the elements of your life will come and go? Desires, ideas, actions, relationships, organizations, things. Beautiful in themselves, rich in the moment, important in the moment. But they'll all disappear, just like you disappear when you go to sleep tonight. They'll all disappear. That which is constantly lighting everything, consciousness, is not going to disappear. It is primary, full, real, rich, undeniable, first, and constant. It is illuminating everything else. Just like if we turned all the lights out and it was night time, we'd see nothing in the room. So there would be things in the room, but they'd be not illuminated, so we wouldn't know them. Similarly, all the content in you is inert without the illumination of consciousness. The illuminating factor. Not only that, but have you ever considered what it is in your experience that's giving you the sense I exist? You may say it's an unusual question. Never mind if it is, it's an important question. Right now, what is it about you that's giving you the very obvious sense I exist, I am here? What is that I? What is that? It must be something. And if I ask you to identify what that I is, you'll struggle to do so. A common, if we stopped someone in the street and said, who are you? They'd say, you know, I'm a woman, I'm 49, I'm a nurse, I'm a mother, I'm Irish. Fine, these are all labels about things, but what are you? What's the core of you? What is it? And a person will not be able to say what that is. That's quite a surprising thing, isn't it? Well, I'm my body. No. I'm my thoughts. No. I'm my feelings. Surely. No. I'm my ideas. No. All these things are moving, changing, coming, going, rising, falling. The thought you had last Tuesday at 4 o'clock, which is very important to you at 4 o'clock last Tuesday. It's a critical thought, very important. Where is it now? It's disappeared in space. The thought you're having right now, in this moment, will disappear in space. How much of your previous life do you remember? It's a paltry, pathetic amount. All these rich experiences over 40, 50, 60, 70 years. How much do you recall? It's so small. So tiny, because everything is falling away constantly, falling, 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 falling. This is one of the problems of living. The problem of living is because people want to cling to things. People want to cling to something. I want it to stay like this. Impossible. You are trying to defeat physics. It's impossible. Now, is that spooky, is that frightening, or is that beautiful, the fact that everything falls away? I put it to you, it's exquisitely beautiful. Exquisitely beautiful. The moment, this moment, right now, is fresh. There's memory from the past, there's things influencing you, but the actual moment is fresh. So what is that freshness? What's providing freshness right now? It's consciousness. What's providing the sense, right now I exist? It's consciousness. That consciousness itself is the sensation and knowledge, I am here. I am existing. It's consciousness that is doing that. The features of your existence will change all the time. Your face changes, your body changes, your mind changes, your relationships change, your habits change, your the color of your kitchen changes. Your ideas change, your desires change, your interests change. Do you see how much change there is constantly? Constantly, it's phenomenal. And yet, there is something about you which has given you continuity throughout your whole life, from when you were four, when you first remember things, three maybe. Something has given you continuity. What? It's not your face. Your face has changed. It's not your skin. That's not giving you continuity. Is it your memories? Not really. That's just a story. You can recall things, but they're not right now, present here. How can you have continuity when you are completely changed from when you were 4 and 5 and 12 and 51 and so forth? What is giving you continuity? It's consciousness. Consciousness is not bland. It's not a void. It's fullness. Fullness, 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 fullness. And that is with you all the time. Never mind what your mind's doing. You might be depressed, you might be elated, you might be worried, you might be bereaved, you might be excited, you might be passionate. All these things are real, rich parts of human experience. But none of them are what's giving you the sense, I'm here, I'm secure, I'm continuous, I am me. I am me. When you were 16, compared to how you are now, that meanness is so different. So different. Yet you feel the same. When people look in the mirror, as they age in particular. Well, when you're young, you look in the mirror, you're full of anxiety about the appearance. But when you're older and look in the mirror, you're not anxious about your appearance. But you think, you know, who is that? It's a very common thing. It's a very common experience for people. Who's that? That doesn't look like me. And then a person will say, I'm 92, but I feel 24. It's a very, very common human experience. Anyone will have it. Grandparents will tell you this, and so forth. So it's true. It's true. There is no aging in consciousness. You see? The skin is aging. The thoughts are aging. The mind is aging. Your life, that content is going through aging, but consciousness with a big C that we're discussing, which you quite rightly gave the name word self to, is not aging at all. It's fresh, bright, continuous, and constantly illuminating all the content, whatever happens. There's no aging there. If you think, I am the body, I am my thoughts, I am my personality, then you will experience the grief of change and aging. If you realize I actually am consciousness, in which all these things are appearing and being experienced most beautifully, then the opposite characteristic in response to your life is one of freedom and joy and liberation. So is it a disaster to not be individual? Or is it the most liberating beauty? Individuality is to be enjoyed. You know, you are, I have said it this morning, but I want to repeat it. I want to say it powerfully to you. You and 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 you, all the yous in the room, you are completely original. Not only in this room, but in humanity. Not only in humanity, but in the universe. In the universe, you are utterly original. Now that's important. It means there's a vitality and an importance to you which needs to be expressed as an individual. So individuality in the play of the day is fine and nice and what leads to all the tenderness we can experience. But the continuity, that which was prior to birth, that which is eternal after death, is consciousness, not the content, which falls away. Good that it does. Imagine if you remembered everything, every single second. Imagine. We'd be sitting here, we'd all be insane. It's a beautiful thing that you forget. So I put it to you that the idea that you are, that oneness is your nature, is a loss of individuality. But that's beautiful. The individuality is still an expression. You know, it's an expression. So we're having a conversation as individuals. It's nice. There's a tenderness to it. But the consciousness in you that's receiving these words, and the consciousness here, which is illuminating the speech, is the same consciousness. And that's beautiful, not frightening.